In the year 1964, I had the great privilege to be invited, actually, so to speak, by Baron Rothschild. Not really personally, but, you know, in Paris, in those days, in the 60s, there were thousands of students from Morocco, from Algeria, from all over, Jewish students, and the mamash had nothing to eat. So some people, together with Baron Rothschild, organized a kosher kitchen for students. They get one meal a day. And in order to get money for the food, once a year they had a concert, invite someone to sing, and they sold tickets like $100, $1,000, whatever it was, and they raised from this concert $100,000, which and the rest Baron Rothschild was giving. Anyway, I was flying in from New York to Paris, and you know, when you're plugged into music, you know, when I'm sleeping, so you listen mostly to major music, right? In the middle of the night, I woke up and had a tape recorder with me, and this melody just hit me. Anyway, I put it on tape, and anyway, so the next day, at the concert, I said, Yidin, I want you to know, last night, flying here, made up a little melody. Okay, I want you to know, I had great privilege. Baron Rothschild was sitting first row, and I said to him, you know, you're supporting the world with a lot of money. How about bringing one-time joy to the world? Can you please come on stage and start dancing with me? Then everybody will dance after you, right, after Baron Rothschild. I want you to know he was sad enough, it was stupid enough, he didn't keep up the friendship. He mamash jumped on stage, very graceful, very mamash sees. And then we danced out on the street. It was one of the biggest halls in Paris. And, you know, Baron Rothschild, the police is there. They stopped the whole traffic. And I would say about 2,000 people were dancing right on that square on the street. It was Adlai Shemai. It was Kabbalah. One of the great nights of my life.